The co-founder of the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty, Father Robert Sirico, met with journalists on Wednesday to introduce his latest book, Defending the Free Market, The Moral Case for the Free Market Economy. Speaking with Vatican Radio's Anne Schneibel, Father Sirico highlighted his objectives in writing this book.
I wrote Defending the Free Market, The Moral Case for a Free Economy, with the intention of making accessible some economic ideas that I thought were important in general terms, but in particular, especially for religious people, to understand that there is what we call a normative or moral dimension to economic activities. It's not just live by the Ten Commandments and open a store, but that there's something more internal to the whole dynamism of a market economy that makes sense both economically and morally. Reality is one thing, I don't want to call it an entity, but it's one. It's not divided. And a lot of religious people in particular will go to church on Sunday, and then what they do from Monday to the following Friday is a completely different kettle of fish. And I want to bring Sunday into the whole week and the whole week into Sunday.
Now, Father, could you also speak about the place of this free market within Catholic social teaching?
Well, the first thing to remember is Catholic social teaching never canonizes any particular economic system. And in point of fact, the Church does not, with her full authority, her full magisterial authority, prescribe policies. What the Church does is give us a body of principles. And they're relatively simple but yet profound principles about human dignity, about the recognition of ourselves and others, which is also called human solidarity, and then the way in which to go about helping those who are in need, which is called the principle of subsidiarity. These are some of the kind of essential basic touch points of Catholic social teaching. And in my prudential judgment, not in my dogmatic judgment, I can make, as a believer, I can make certain prudential selections or express preferences for this or that set of policy prescriptions. So let's say we're talking about, for instance, one of the big debated issues in the United States is healthcare. Should we have a national health service? Now, a lot of people in the church can say, well, of course. Why wouldn't we? Doesn't the church's social teaching tell us that all human beings have dignity and they should have what they need? And I would say yes, the church does say that. But it doesn't tell us how to go about helping people gain access to health care. And I just think that the state method of doing it excludes a lot of very important and knowledgeable people from the whole mix of how to provide health care. I think when you abolish, in effect, abolish markets, when you abolish competition, which is a form of decentralized planning over the whole of society, you also tend to diminish the amount of intelligence that goes into the decisions that revolve around something like providing healthcare service. What we care about is access to good quality health care, not whether there is a government guarantee, because government guarantees are very often very shallow and ineffective and may actually promote things that are antithetical to our beliefs on life.
You spoke about individualism and materialism in your book, and you also spoke about how materialism and individualism play a role within in kind of shaping the economy. Could you talk about the negative ramifications of these and also perhaps what role, if any, they've had to play in the current global economic crisis?
Sure. Well, first of all, the very terms materialism and individualism have a certain negative ring to a Catholic. And I think that's right. Usually when you use the ending to a word in ism, it usually means something that's ideological or extreme or narrow. If we take that ism off of materialism and individualism, what we have is material and individual. And certainly, as Catholics, we believe in the goodness of the material world for reasons I've said numerous times, because God created it and God places us in the world to fashion the world. And individual is not a bad word either, because we believe that each human person has a certain moral autonomy and a uniqueness. One theologian refers to it as the human person being unrepeatable. Now, that's pretty individual. What we don't believe is individualism or individualists, because that excludes also the social dimension of the human person. Same thing with materialistic or materialism. It excludes the transcendent or spiritual dimension of human life. So what Catholic social teaching does, like Catholic dogma in general does, is it acts as a corrective to any tendencies to go off the rails, to just celebrate what one author calls the virtue of selfishness.